Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening off the website and on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. It's always great to be here with you and share some knowledge that can help your online presence for your business. This week is a Google episode. We try not to rely on Google because there's plenty of other material to cover with regard to what you should be doing to build a stronger online presence. But there's sufficiently enough Google activity going on or that went on mostly over the Labor Day weekend that it does warrant visiting this week. So let's get right to it. This is going to be a little bit of an abbreviated episode, not quite as long as a normal episode, because most of the Google updates are real time anymore. And I really want to cut through all the hype and just kind of get to what matters and diffuse some of the rumors, because the rumor mill is constantly going. So first of all, what you may have read about with regard to the weekend update, nothing to do with Saturday Night Live, over the Labor Day weekend, it has nothing to do with Penguin. Now, there's a lot of talk about there was some kind of a core algorithm update over the weekend. Google's post-Matt Cutts SEO voice of reason, John Mueller, said that you can quote-unquote rule out that there was a Penguin algorithm update this past weekend. But what exactly was the update? Something was going on. Google is being mum on the specifics, but you can rest assured of one thing that is being widely panned in this kind of reporting, and it's just what I just mentioned. Google's algorithm updates are ongoing, and we are in the early stages of real-time updates. Like anything else, it takes time for these things to become truly accurate. So there will be all kinds of rumor mills about what Google is doing and what kinds of updates are actually happening. Now, the most popular thought was that there was a core algorithm update over the Labor Day weekend. At the end of the day, if you count RankBrain, which I do, maybe there was a core algorithm update, but it keeps going on. It's a mystery inside a riddle wrapped in an enigma. One of those things, you know. Truth is, the whole point of the real-time updates is to provide more accurate real-time updates of the algorithm and eliminate as much as possible the need for the periodic manual updates that we have become used to. Now, personally, I don't believe the manual updates will ever be completely eliminated, but RankBrain is certainly making its presence felt consistently with the never-ending rumors of the updates. It's happening constantly, friends. We just have to get used to it. Google is always testing. And whenever little changes show up in the search results, the rumors start flying. And here's another recent one regarding the Google local 2-pack. Now, we understand that Google has a local 3-pack that shows up in the SERPs. It used to be a 7-pack. They reduced it to a 3-pack. You can click and expand the list. But the 3-pack shows up in the SERPs, highlighting Google My Business listings. But there have been some instances where only 2 listings are showing up, and it has been the source of a lot of rumors regarding the local 3-pack. Now, first of all, there is no indication that Google is reducing the local listings from 3 to 2. This is ridiculous when you think about it, when you think about the logic of it, and even more ridiculous when you dig a little bit deeper. Occasionally, you will get sparse local listings, depending on what you're looking for. And amazingly, the case that I kept seeing highlighted for this was a German museum. Depending on where you live, there just may not be many museums to list. And this holds true for a lot of niche businesses. Google is consistent with listing the top 3 in the local 3-pack and then giving you the option to expand the list to include more. if you're finding that not much is showing up, it typically means that there just isn't enough of that kind of business in the area. I mean, when you look at the kind of businesses here, and the one here in question, a German museum, there may be only one or two of them in the town, as was the case here. So, again, some of this stuff is hype, and it can cause knee-jerk reactions. I just want to cut through it for you. Google is consistent with listing the top three in the local three-pack. Now, important to keep in mind, though, as you strategize, while several factors go into the listings, at the end of the day, all things being equal, how close your physical location is, your bricks and mortar location is, to the geographic center of a town or city where your business is located, that will ultimately be the determining factor of your position. Again, all things being equal. So basically, if a lot of your competitors are closer than you are, you unfortunately will be at a disadvantage there. Now, speaking of Google Business, there was also a bit of controversy over the possibility of Google phasing out its Google My Business phone support. Now, personally, I've only used it once, and it was very good. I was just happy that Google had phone support there. But quite frankly, I was surprised, but because of how big they are. But some of you who are active with your Google My Business listing may have noticed that the phone option suddenly went missing from your Google My Business dashboard over the Labor Day holiday, and that the phone support direct link doesn't work anymore. Oh, and there's now a phone option in the Google My Business dashboard, but it's located under the email section, and it has some definite and obvious disclaimers that basically tell you that you may not get a call back. Not really what you want to hear when it's customer support, but really, just think about it. This is basically called connect the dots. First of all, Google obviously is a huge web-based company. Very obvious, but when we need something fast and now, we tend to forget the obvious. Like many large web-based companies, Google doesn't really want to talk to you on the phone if at all possible. It's nothing personal. You just have to look at the logistics of it. A phone call is more immediate, and it is much easier than having to physically write out your purpose, your need. Whenever something is easy, it tends to get overused or misused. So most companies want you to write out your purpose first. This is a filter that, quite frankly, filters out those who may be calling as a knee-jerk reaction when, in fact, they could probably solve the problem themselves, or the problem could be solved by more efficient means, which we'll get to here in a few minutes. But Google My Business is a great tool that is vital to your online presence. As such, it's being widely used. It's also a pretty easy tool to use. That's why people are using it. And also the fact that it's a Google product and Google will love you more and you'll be more visible. But because it's so easy to use, and this is where, again, you simply connect the dots. Google is getting a lot of phone calls with people asking questions that require troubleshooting by Google's customer service team. As Google no doubt internally analyzes the nature of all of their customer service calls, they start to discover patterns and start to recognize those FAQs, frequently asked questions. And then they try to establish more efficient ways to handle those FAQs. Handling them more efficiently usually means eliminating unnecessary phone calls. Voila. Let's keep the phone option, but let's create a couple of extra hoops to jump through to find it. It's simple psychology, really. If the problem isn't important enough to warrant finding where the phone call option has moved to, then it probably wasn't a really big problem to begin with. Think about it. As your business grows, this is a tactic that you yourself may employ. You want to take care of your customers, but you want to handle each problem as efficiently as you can. You want to handle it efficiently. You don't want anybody to feel rushed, but time is money. Efficiency is everything there. So it's not that you don't want to talk with people and help them. It's just that some problems don't really warrant a phone call. And some of those phone calls can really turn out to be time wasters. It could be a problem that could have been handled more quickly, more efficiently, more effectively with a pre-recorded instructional video or even a step-by-step procedure with screenshots. In effect, though, if you do need phone support, Google is still providing it. You just have to look a little harder to find it. And undoubtedly, if that becomes too much of a problem and Google needs to make things more efficient, they may create a couple of more hoops to jump through, because it is not uncommon for web-based businesses to make you have to really look for that phone call option. They've got to offer it. They just don't necessarily want to make it too easy to find. Now, on the whole, beyond this customer service issue with Google, going back through the other elements that we've talked about today, at the end of the day, be legit. We've said this, we've been doing the podcast for over 2 years now, and there is a line that runs through all the podcasts, and that is, be legit. Don't try to game the search engines. Work with the search engines, and you should be fine with the real-time Google updates. There's going to be tweaking you're going to need to do constantly as you go along. There's always going to be some updating and changes. You'll undoubtedly see some fluctuation in your rankings and traffic from time to time. Hey, Google is always testing, and that's never going to change. And the updates are becoming more and more real-time. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, and heard through our website, welcometomind.com, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. You can bring us with you wherever you go. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.